to the world. The word of God is a mystery. To his sons, a revelation. For he has made us a kingdom and priests to reign on the earth forever.
Make sure you are praying tonight. Make sure you are praying tonight. Chapter. Let there be a blessing tonight. What has challenged your Christian life? What has moved you tonight?
Forget about what we spoke to you.
Stop before Zion travails, she shall be for the soul.
God give by severe headache. You walk in here with severe headache. God just touch your head. God is healing sicknesses. Check your pain. You walk in here for. You walk in here with pain. God just heal you now.
Walking here with a severe pain on your head. God just heal you now. You can check yourself. Forget about who is standing in front of you. Check yourself now. There's someone here you even afraid to go back home. But the Bible, God speaks, said now, He has gone before you. Before you go home, you will meet peace in your house. Check yourself, you are sick. You came here with any pain, check yourself. Check yourself, there are all kinds of healing taking place tonight. I'd like you to be expectant tonight. I'd like your heart to be open. This is Koinonia, where everything is possible. You have touched the heart of the Father tonight. We thank you. Shibala yakatusa galiata. I can't even open my Bible. Diake susa galiata. Please, I'd like you to stretch forth your hand, hold someone close to you. There are people here, you are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch out what will happen to you in a few minutes tonight. You don't need anybody to lay hand on you. The Holy Ghost, the chief baptizer, will jump upon you tonight. I'd like you to ask God for grace tonight. He said, I will fall upon the house of David. The spirit of grace and supplication. There is a spirit of prayer. Say, Lord, let the spirit come upon us tonight. Check it out. Let the spirit of prayer. of supplication.
Please, you can have your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture began speaking in Isaiah 44, verse 20. He was describing a man that began his work with God. And in verse 20, he says, he feedeth on ashes. He said, a deceived heart had turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Hallelujah. He feedeth on ash. Ash is inflammable, the burnt out substance. And this man is feeding on that unproductive source. And owing to this, he's snared in self-deceit. And he no longer has discernment to discern, to know the mind of God, to know what the Holy Ghost is communicating. Hallelujah. We are going to be praying tonight. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21. Jeremiah 30, verse 21 speaking. Verse B. He said, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me? Said the Lord. For I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. He said, for who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me? Hallelujah. There is a need for accurate understanding of the truth of Scripture, for believers to prevail in the place of prayer, for there to be fervency in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. I'll be taking a charge on prevailing prayers. Hallelujah. The Scripture began speaking here. He said, I will draw him near unto me. So God does the drawing, but we see the subsequent action of man partnering with God. And Scripture says, he said, deal with this man that engages his heart to approach unto me. Hallelujah. Who is this man that engages his heart to approach unto me? All through scripture, the Holy Ghost is referred to as the quickening spirit, the spirit of grace, the helper. But many believers have not come to reckon with this truth of scripture experientially because they lack the understanding to engage their heart in approaching unto God, even in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. And this attempt always begins with what? With a revelation of ourselves. The first revelation the believer is given is an exposure to the helplessness in himself. So Jesus will say, he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Ye that are laden and burdened, you are helpless in yourself and I will give you rest. The apostle Paul began reiterating this revelation in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 9. He said, for we have the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in self. Hallelujah. The helplessness of man is being conveyed in that scripture. And constantly in our walk with God, this is the initial that we come to reckon that we are helpless in ourselves. Praise God. This is why the first element in prayer is that consciousness of a necessity, the consciousness of our need, the consciousness of our inadequacy. Scripture began speaking in 2 Kings verse 3 verse 16. Prophet Elijah began speaking to Jehoshaphat. He says, make the valley filled with ditches. And the next verse he said, ye shall not see rain, neither shall ye see wind. He said, but the valley shall be filled with water. The first instruction was what? He said, make ditches, dig holes, and leave it like that. Do not add water. He said that what? And the valley shall be filled with water. Hallelujah. So the heart that will be engaged in approaching unto God to prevail in the place of prayer must first be plowed, must first be dug to that great channel, to that great depth of a consciousness of its inadequacy, of its need for God. And after this is done, that heart is now set to hold the water, to hold the supply of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it begins first with that acknowledgement. Scripture says, he said, blessed is the man that hunger and thirst after righteousness. A recognition, a disposition that recognizes his frailty, that recognizes the futility in his flesh, that recognizes how helpless it is. And only that life will be qualified to be filled with the fullness of God, to be filled with the supply of the Spirit. So it always begins with an acknowledgement of our helplessness and a recognition of the need for God, which qualifies us for that supply of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Zechariah 12 verse 10 speaking. It says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. The reason for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication was because the children of Israel had deserted devotion before God. They had deserted the presence of God. And the spirit of grace and supplication was poured upon them to awaken the consciousness to pursue after God once more. The consciousness to desire God. And we see that they were consumed with a sober reflection, like a woman that loses her firstborn son because they deserted him at first. Hallelujah. So the spirit of prayer awakens the need for dependence. It awakens that consciousness of dependence, of need for God. Hallelujah. Prevailing prayers. Hallelujah. So the concept of prevailing prayers is that gradual progression. It's a gradual progression which begins from man's recognition of his need for God, which positions him to receive the supply of the Spirit. And after the supply of the Spirit is received, there is a wielding, there is an annexing of that supply of the Spirit received. And afterwards, there is a release of it. And that release is what is effectual. It is what makes prayer effective. Hallelujah. Jesus speaking to the woman of Samaria, he says, I have living water. You should have asked me and I would have given you living water. The woman, first of all, did not recognize her need for him. So she could not receive living water. But Jesus nonetheless began giving us how the progression of prayer occurs. And he began speaking. He says, the water that you shall drink, you shall thirst again. But so shall whosoever drink of the water that shall give him. He said, the water that I shall give him, it shall be in him a well of water springing up unto eternal life. That harnessing, that wielding, that fortifying, that kindling of the supply of the Spirit within. Hallelujah. And John 7 speaking said, he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he says, this speaking of the Spirit, this speaking of the supply of the Spirit. So man recognizes his need for God. And the supply of the Spirit is poured out upon that man. And when that supply is received, there is a kindling, there is a wielding, there is an anointing of that supply of the Spirit. And there is a release. Like the similitude of the rivers of water flowing. The overwhelming influence. Unrestrained ability of the river to take territories, to take an issue. So similarly, Jesus gave us this pattern. Hallelujah. Jesus began speaking. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. But as I hear, I judged. The first progression was in place. He recognized his need for God. He was constantly dependent upon God. And in the baptism, he received the supply of the Spirit. And after the supply of the Spirit was poured upon him, Scripture recounts, he said, and Jesus Christ rose up a great while before day to pray. Hallelujah. He secluded himself. He was praying. He continued the investment. This was that wielding. This was that harnessing of the supply of the Spirit within him. Hallelujah. He continued his action unabated. And this is what will grant him the potency to prevail in the face of circumstance, in the face of situations. Facing the grave of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, comfort. Hallelujah. The proclamation was not just on a platter. It was founded on the bank of prayer. It was founded on the bank of power. And to prevail in prayer, there's need for power. And this power is not given at the moment. It is the product of consistency, faithfulness in that life of prayer, in that wielding, in that harnessing of the supply of the Spirit within us. Hallelujah. So this is the progression, the recognition of our need for God, which causes us to reach out unto God. And when this is done, there is a supply of the Spirit. And when this supply of the Spirit is released upon us, it is engaged. The Scripture says, he said, who is this man that engaged his heart to approach unto me? Hallelujah. Who is this man that engages his heart? The engagement of the heart is in all the progressions. The recognition of our need for him, the receiving of the supply, and the release. Hallelujah. Now on to verse 1. Now to verse 1. Scripture speaking here. He said, he that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Hallelujah. The scripture starts with a warning, starts with a wake up call. He that dasheth into pieces is come up before thy face. Hallelujah. The Christian walk is characterized by constant warfare. So there's a need for continual engagement of the heart. Hallelujah. We see warfare against the self, against self, not yielding to the lust thereof. We see warfare against the world system, not coming into conformity with it. We see warfare against the devil, shutting his activities across territories. Hallelujah. So there's a need for a comprehension of the rules of engagement for believers to prevail in the place of prayer. And this scripture began speaking. He said, he that dasheth into pieces is come up before thy face. He began giving a wake-up call. Scripture speaking said, he said, be sober, be vigilant. He said, your adversary, the enemy. Hallelujah. He began speaking. He said, he that dasheth into pieces. So you want to prevail in the place of prayer. You want to enter into that glorious destiny. The scripture is saying here, he said, he that dasheth. there is an adversary coming up. And the warning it gives here, it says, keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. Hallelujah. We are being told what to do again. That steering, that harnessing, that wielding of the supply of the Spirit within us, it needs to be fortified all the more. Energy is the ability to do work. The working is that prevailing in the realm of the Spirit. But for that to happen, there is an ability that is being stirred up within us. An ability of the Spirit. It is being stirred up. So continually, there is a charging within us. Hallelujah. As Scripture is speaking here, it said, fortify thy power mightily. Mightily. So this is the constant progression throughout Scripture. Our recognition of the need of God, the supply of the Spirit, and the engagement of that supply of the Spirit, which does something within us. Hallelujah. And the end of it is the release of that supply. The depth of the supply reaches its climax and it is released, it bursts forth. Hallelujah. And proclamations are made, not just prayer, proclamations are made. Hallelujah. So this is what the Holy Ghost seeks to do. That even in our kindling of the waters of the Spirit within us, there is a rising of the audacity of faith. So when a proclamation is made, it moves on the vehicle of power. Hallelujah. The children of Israel came out of Egypt and they encountered the Red Sea. They were in a dilemma and they cried out, Moses, do something. And Moses cried out unto God. And God said, he said, what is in your hand? He says, stretch the rod and divide the water. Hallelujah. He gave him authority to take on that situation. The similitude of this proclamation God gave him is seen also in the New Testament. So the ascension of Christ affords us that positioning to declare, to make decrees. Because the death of Christ on the cross, it solves the problem of the old creation in Adam. The resurrection of the Christ leads us into the realities of the new creation. But the ascension of Christ, it gives us a platform. It gives us that position to declare, to decree, to exercise authority. Hallelujah. So these things are continuously coming into synergy, even in our prayer life. So you come to pray, there's a recognition that you are helpless in yourself. And there is the supply of the Spirit. But for you to prevail in the place of prayer, the supply must not just come. It must be wielded sufficiently to work. Hallelujah. Jesus began speaking, sharing a powerful revelation in John 5:26. He says, the Father, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given the Son to have life in himself. Hallelujah. For as the Father had life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself. And he shall execute judgment and authority upon the earth. For he is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And Jesus shows us the progression. How that life was attributed to him. It didn't just come. Hallelujah. There was the steering. There was the build up. There was the charging of that power within. Hallelujah. I'd like us to be on our feet. Hallelujah. I'd like us to take charge even of this atmosphere. Hallelujah. So this is what the place of prayer accrues unto us. Scripture began speaking in Job 29 verse 20. It says, my glory was fresh in me and my bow was renewed in my hand. He said, unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silent at my counsel. He said, after my words, they speak not again. And my speech dropped upon them. So the prevailing in the place of prayer is hinged on that harnessing of the supply of the Spirit. The charging, the fortifying of the supply of the Spirit within you. So with this understanding, I'd like you to lift up your voice. We are going to be charging this place up. Shepe kete kreso prekitesi. Shete kete te prekiteka. Clerolo sobeti. Crekite coso prekiteti. Shepete berrekete kuta. Shepete keso prekite. Shete te prekiteka. Clerolo prekite.
Hallelujah.
much more intensity.
Hallelujah.
Jesus speaking, he said, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself, to walk in the status even of his Father. Hallelujah. And this was predicated on the place of prayer. On the place of prayer. Every spiritual work is vain when it is not founded on the basis of prayer. So the preaching, the worship, the ministration is vain. It cannot carry power. It does not have the ability to impact the people until there is a foundation of prayer. Hallelujah. I'd like you to hold your hands on your neighbor. Oh, break it, echo, so break it up. Lift up your voice and tear up Hata.
Wapariate kete, wapariate kata,
Spirit of prayer, spirit of prayer, spirit of praise and supplication. Come upon everyone tonight. Spirit of praise and supplication. Mantle upon everyone. Mantle upon everyone. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of prayer. Holy Ghost. Let there be abundant supply of that thing. Let there be abundance overflow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the fountain of heaven flow. See up by now. Open up destiny. Destiny open up.
Sakalia teketo, piata, paretetosa, sakalayata, 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 waparishete, apranteta.
For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because I have been empowered. I have been empowered. I have been empowered. I have been empowered. Prakita gadego. Pradiata rito. Pradiatisdago. Erigasta gada. Holy Ghost, put over this opportunity.
Periata kato sakata. Sheketeriata. Barateto zakiata. Wabaria kete 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 nita kato sa.
Direct the heaven tonight. Thou will direct the heaven tonight. Thou will direct the heaven tonight.
He's changing everything in obedience to Christ. He's changing everything in obedience to God. You are changing everything. Holy Ghost, change life and destiny tonight. What are your desires of the Spirit in this place tonight? Holy Ghost, sika pakatagaba, pika kaga prakotoya, itagaranda baya baya. Change it all, transforming, pika kaga prakotoya, bringe tega. Take on the break, take it, Balanaba. She Pacatabalanaba. She Pacatabalabanabana. Pick I like you to pray and say, Lord, change my life. Holy Ghost, in obedience to what has been written upon time, I have a glorious destiny. I am the light of the world. Change this thing to the obedience in Christ.
There is abundant supply of the Spirit in the house. So I'd like you to take the advantage of what is available of the Spirit. He said, as a soldier of Christ, endure hardness. We're on the warfield. We're on the warfield. We're in the battlefront, as you have heard. Consistent warfare with the flesh. Consistent warfare with the cosmos. Consistent warfare with the gate of hell. But this wouldn't happen except we engage the ministry of a prevailing prayer. This is the order upon which the apostolos was birthed. Shila balam brandiko tokitanda baya. Hallelujah. We are going to be praying for the opening up of destiny. Now listen, every glorious destiny, every prophetic declaration you have received upon time, they are like spiritual pregnancies that requires a ballroom of prayer for it to be delivered. Said, this charge I give unto you, my son Timothy, after the prophecy that has gone aforetime, that thou mightest war a good warfare. He said, holding forth the mystery of faith with a pure conscience, which a lot have ignored, and their destiny have suffered of shipwreck. 1 Timothy 1:18 to 19. Isaiah 66, verse 7. He's changing everything in obedience to Christ. You are changing everything in obedience to Christ. He said before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. But the next verse said, he said, who has had such a thing? Has it ever happened in history? A lot of people wish things to come to place. You just wish it happens like that. No. He said, who has had such a thing? Verse 8. Who has had such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? He said, shall the heart be made to bring forth in one day? No. That's the question. Or shall a nation be born at once? He said, but as soon as Zion shall build, she gave birth to her destiny. As soon as Zion travailed, as soon as Zion entered into labor room, she brought forth her glorious destiny. And if you read the succeeding verses, began talking about rejoicing. Things that came up, that's what happens when you give birth connect to your glorious destiny. The glorious destiny of the church is to be advancing with the emergence of the Holy Ghost. He said, upon this rock I'm building my church. He said, but the gate of hell shall not prevail. But it only takes a prevailing prayer for you to confront the gate of hell to stop their prevalence. Gate of hell shall not prevail. Prayer has no substitutes. Let me just tell you before we take this next session of prayer. Anointing is not a substitute for prayer. Bible said, John 3 verse 34, it said Jesus Christ was anointed with the fullness of the Spirit without measure. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went ahead doing good, healing them, but he was always praying. What was he looking for? He had all the anointing. Revelation is not a substitute. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. And the Bible said, in him was light, and that light was the light of men, and the light shined forth, and darkness could not comprehend it. Revelation is not a substitute for prayer. Likewise, wisdom is not a substitute. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 34 said, Jesus Christ, the wisdom and the power of God. But he was always praying. Grace is not a substitute for prayer. The Bible said what? Full of grace and of truth. John 1 verse 14. He said, we have seen him. We have seen his glory as the only begotten of the Son of God. Full of grace and truth. As a matter of fact, the less you pray, the more you diminish in grace. That's why you see it from the verse that was read before I came up. It said, I will pour upon the household of David the spirit of grace, coupled, powered by supplications. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. We are going to be praying for opening of destiny. The Bible speaking in the book of Deuteronomy 1 verse 6, he said, you have tarried so much in this mountain. He said, move forward. Then said the Lord unto us, you have tarried enough on this mountain. He said, progress. Progress. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We're going to be engaging the ministry of the Lord God of Israel. Verse 8. Verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. This was his destiny. He carries a destiny of honor and glory. But there was something that was invoked upon his life that was antagonizing what was given to him. Was more honorable than all his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. And verse 10 said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Remember the same testimony of David and Jacob. The Bible said, and Jacob stood and he began bawling with Tamar and said, what is thy name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, thou shalt no longer be called Jacob, but thou shalt be called Israel, because thou hast powered with God and with men, and you have prevailed. The same thing happened to the apostles when they were advancing and moving forward. Gates of hell showed up again to shut down their life. And the Bible said they gathered. And the Bible said they called upon the Lord God of Israel, the one who is the possessor of heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And the Bible said, who by the mouth of the holy servant David spake, that why do the heathen rage? And the payment, the king's decree, vainteth against the Lord's anointed. Hallelujah. I'd like us to rise up on our feet. What are those things that you have received after time? A lot of us have received some prophetic declaration. But those things, you are seeing them not coming to pass. I'd like you to know that there are contentions in the realm of the spirit. It will only take you standing in the place of prayer for you to break through in the spirit and you moving into the next dimension. I'd like you tonight, just as Jacob stood and said, "Oh Lord God of Israel, how that thou wouldest change my destiny." I'd like you to pray and say, "Lord, step into my destiny tonight. Oh Lord God of Israel, step into my destiny. Holy Ghost, brood over my life. Brood over my life. Brood over my life. Brood over my life. I must advance. I must progress. Shake up Bagataya. You are not
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be holding ourselves in treaties. I read from the book of Psalm chapter 2 verse 1. He said, "Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine vain things?" He said, "The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsels together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us." And the Bible said, "He that seated in heavens, he that seated in heavens, he that seated in heavens, and the Lord shall have them in heaven." Listen. Hallelujah. And verse 5 said, "Then shall the Lord speak to them in his wrath and vex them sore in his displeasure." I'd like you to hold your hands in threes. The Bible said a threefold cord is not easily broken. I'd like you to pray with such vengeance and aggression that whatsoever has held my destiny bound from progressing. The Bible said, "He that seated in heaven shall laugh." I'd like you to pray and say, "Lord, tonight, let your wrath and your vengeance fall. Let your wrath and your vengeance fall. Let your wrath and your vengeance fall. Let your wrath and your vengeance fall."
Get the
Pray.
He reigns with fire in his eyes. You are the host of God. You are the host of God. Lord, you rule with power, Rama. You are the host of God. Host of God. Pakata body gataga brody.
He reigns.
She pakata balambra nava gataga.
With fire in his eyes. Awesome God. Awesome God.
He
rules with power and power. Awesome God.
He can put a brother.
Awesome God.
He can put a
brother.
Papaya, Shadianda Brando Shigata Brande Brady. Shianna Bradiba. The angels of fires are moving. Orianda Krandiba Katabaya. We confront those dangerous altars. Pianda Katabanda Brande Bodebe. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, the spirit of Elijah is in the house. Oh, spirit of Elijah. Spirit of Elijah. Spirit of Elijah. Spirit of honor. Let fire fall. Angels of fire. Oh, spirit of fire. Spirit of fire. Set everything in order.
Arise, O Lord.
Set everything in order.
Arise, O God.
Put everything in place. Bariatetata.
Barateta koto piya.
Lerombre di galada bayani shikataba.
Shia katusa katama.
Shekoto baranda bleki
katana.
Hallelujah. Let us see and it's a very strange fire of the spirit. Please just hold your hands in three. Now we have hit this prayer in prayer department. But I want to believe God wants us to address it even in the central house. Listen. I was brought into an encounter about 2 weeks ago. I saw a lot of people gathered. Was before miracle signs, and I saw a mobile altar moving. Then by the wall I saw an inscription opened up. At the same time I was hearing the word destiny. As soon as I will hear destiny, I will read that inscription. Destiny, and I was reading open up. Destiny, open up. And the altar was told me to go and confront the inscription that was on the wall. And something just moved, an agent of the spirit, to go and confront. And when that person was going, all the person was just saying is, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall. That was the prayer. I like it with such vengeance and aggression of the spirit. To those movable altars that have been sent from your home
fire.
To monitor destiny and to prevent them from opening up. I like you to cry and say, in the name of Jesus,
lay Satanabod, let Petete Paracapata, Petit Salatabod, Petete Paraganabanabad, Petete Parapata,
Destiny Oh, destiny, open up. Destiny, open up. Destiny, open up. Destiny, open up. You have passed on. You have turned on. Enough of Angels of fire, move across this congregation now. Angels of the Lord's presence. Angels of the Lord's presence that back up this commission and ministry.
Fresh fire.
The apostolic angels of fire.
Hey! Shakala wako. Reketete patapata barabata bakata. Shikwa kanala kusa. Reketete yanandola. Reketete yanandola. Reketete yanandola.
Holy Ghost brood.
Shalabako Shadalabakos. Sikwatani Boka Shabo Shiva Bandana Kurita.
Sila Nanadanabakos. Orianda Sia Nabanada Baneta Gababaya. Prophetic destiny. I see the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Lift up your hands, everyone. Every apostolic mandate is commissioned to invade and subdue any territory they find themselves. And the Lord has characterized this ministry with such unction and grace. Therefore, I speak by the power that backs up this ministry. And I decree to those altars that have been sent from home. Anymore, by the grace of God available upon your servant the apostle, I decree to those altars, let the fire of the Spirit come upon them now in the name of Jesus. Only took one night, and there was a massive exodus out of Egypt. And the Bible said, by the ministry of the prophets, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by that prophetic ministry, he said, what they kept and desired. From every Kadesh Barnea experience, circular movement without breaking forth. Lord, tonight, to those priests that sponsored and reenacted those altars, Lord, by the ministry of the angels of destruction, Lord, tonight, pass through the destiny of everyone here in the name of Jesus Christ. To every destiny represented in this place, even as you have shown it in that vision, I decree destiny open up in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we thank you. I'd like you to sing this song with such faith of the Spirit. Rise, shine with such faith and assurance of the Spirit of what you have received in this place tonight.
Arise,
shine.
My light is come.
I
see the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Arise, shine. My light is come.
If you have seen it, you can see it in the Spirit. I'm able to raise the shout of the Son of the Spirit. Oh, I see the glory. It's coming. It's coming. I've seen it. I don't hear the sometimes to put it. I see it in the Spirit. I've seen it in the Spirit.
I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory of the Lord. It's risen upon me. Say, arise and shine. Arise and shine. My light is gone. I see the glory of the Lord. It's risen upon me.
The favor of the Lord. The favor.
I see the favor of the Lord.
gifting. I like you to give a shout unto the Lord. Give a shout. Give a shout. Give a shout. Give a shout. Oh, I see it. I see it. I see it. He's coming. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible said when they prayed, the place was shaking. And the Bible said with great power gave he unto the apostles to witness.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God.